Botswana Butchery is a food lover's paradise. Authentic, distinctive and welcoming, with a stunning and sumptuous menu of classic dishes. Meat, fish or game, the choice is yours. It's premium dining, but fun. Book now at melbourne.botswanabutchery.com.au.
Billy and Epping, thanks for holding. Billy, welcome to you.
Yeah, g'day, Dwayne. I'll just be quick. I just want to say I'm a bit bullish on the Roos next year, because I think this year we only had our top 10 rated players only played together four times. And I just think get another year into Sheasel and Wardlaw and, you know, potentially bring in pick two and pick three, and I don't think we'll get Sanders. But, you know, we've had no forward line a half of the year with Comben and Zerha and Stevenson and Coleman Jones, and I just think we could easily win 8 or 9 games next year.
So 8 or 9's not a bad ask, Billy. That's the beauty of it, isn't it? The belief factor in going to the footy next year that you might be able to win that many games and be on the climb?
Yeah, exactly right. And, you know, even against the Gold Coast on the weekend, we kicked 20 goals. I haven't seen my team kick 20 goals in a long, long time. So, you know, let's put a smile on all our faces.
Well, let's talk to one of your young guns, Billy, and see how high you can climb next year. Eddie Ford's been good enough to join me, star North Melbourne forward, rising star for the round after his performance. It wasn't just the numbers and the goals that he kicked, 3 goals. It was when he kicked them as well. He helped turn that game around. Eddie, welcome to the program. Great to have you on.
Hey, Dwayne. Thank you for having me on. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
It's my pleasure to have you on. You've been starring at times this year, and I've been waiting for you to finally get that win. You had played 21 games without a win up to the weekend.
Yeah, it was ticking along, wasn't it, without a win, but the boys got it done on the weekend, and there was no way we were sort of going into that game thinking anything else. So, the win was great, and the win for me was also great as well.
Yeah, you helped turn it around yourself as well. You kicked those 2 goals in a row at a critical period of time.
Yeah, I sort of started off a bit slow, didn't I? My first half wasn't too flash, and then sort of knew I had to come out and do something. So, those couple of goals sort of got us back on track, and from there on, we didn't look back. So, that was a good moment.
Looked like you're a pretty confident player in your ability to turn a game around in-game as well, Eddie. And it looks like you're pretty confident up the field as well. Are you going to be a forward the rest of your life, or have you got some midfield time in you?
Oh, yeah, we'll see. I think, growing up, I was pretty versatile, and even now, I think sort of a good size and can play on ground as well and also in the air. So wherever coach needs me, I'm happy to play. But the last few years, been playing forward and a bit of wing also during the year. So, yeah, we'll see. Wherever Alistair needs me, I'm happy to play.
And you've had injury and, well, form, I suppose, is knocked around by injury. This is your third season, so 5 games 2021, all losses, 3 games 2022, all losses, and now your 22nd game, your 14th game for the season, a win, which was great. Has it been a tough road?
A little bit. Not too tough. I'm sure others have had it tougher, but in my first year, sort of got into the side during the back end, was playing footy early in the second year, and then did a syndesmosis and couldn't quite get back in. But it was great to get a good run at it this year, bit of continuity, and gained a lot of confidence playing. I think I ended up playing 14 games straight to end the season this year. So with that all said, going into next year, I'm much more confident in myself and my game, and we'll see how we go.
What was the win worth to you as a club, as a group of players, Eddie, given that we've been talking a bit about whether you're better off losing? What did it mean to you after 20 losses in a row?
A lot, Dwayne. I think, like I said before, there's no way you go into that game thinking anything else other than a win, So, for us, 20 losses in a row, it's not a good sight. And, fans don't want to see that. But to go out there and sort of play for pride and play for the club and the culture is what we wanted to do. So, we stuck at it and got the win. I'm sure the fans were pretty happy with that.
And even before you got told you were the nomination for the Rising Star this round, I presume you had a bit of a spring in your step, knowing that you've got a big summer to come and how exciting it is off the back of that win.
Oh, a little bit. I wasn't really thinking about it too much. we were just more focused on the win. And
after the win, at the end of the win, you would have woken up this morning, I'm saying. I don't know whether you got told you were the Rising Star, but woken up this morning, or woken up after you got the win, thinking that the world's a good place at least after that victory.
Oh yeah. No, it definitely was. It's better than waking up losing, you know. So it's finally good to get the monkey off the back.
And Nick, is a chance to be all Australian, do you think? Kick 9. It was a nice watch for you, no doubt.
Yeah, I was just about to say I was down there watching do his best work, and yeah, if he's all Australian, then that's a bloody good effort in a team that didn't win a lot of games, and yeah, I think he deserves it. 70 goals or whatever he kicked is such an amazing achievement. So if he can, you know, dom that blazer, then that would be good.
Did you guys think he kicked 10?
Oh, maybe, yeah.
When he kicked his 9th, did you think it was his 10th when he kicked his 9th? It looked like you're all jumping up there as if it was his 10th.
I lost count, Dwayne. I put home 5 or 6 already, and then I was there. From there on, it was just the numbers, mate. He was such a good game for him.
And you weren't picked until pick 56. Did you know North were going to get you late in the draft? It was their last pick they had. Were you thinking you might go somewhere else or might not get picked at all?
Yeah, it was a bit of a roller coaster that year. I didn't play much footy in that year due to COVID. And, I was watching the draft with my old man and his brother. And we just sitting there watching, and the draft went the whole night. So the first round's usually done nowadays, in one night, but the draft went through the whole night. So we were sitting there for a good 3 hours, potentially waiting for my name to get called out. And it went late, and everyone sort of jumped up, and it was a real good moment between, my family and the close ones who were there. So I didn't really know they were going to pick me up, but I did speak to them. But yeah, I was very fortunate to be a part of the North Melbourne Footy Club.
And you don't mind yapping out there, Eddie, either? You let them know when you've kicked a couple on them?
When you get a spring in your step, you sort of start bouncing around. But it's just I guess part of my game, maybe, just to try and be confident and just play to your ability and have a bit of fun out there.
Yeah, don't lose it, Eddie. I love watching it. I love the way you play. I think all North fans love the way you play, and a bit of confidence out there is infectious. I certainly feed off as a commentator, seeing your enthusiasm. So well done to you. You deserve the nomination. It was a long time coming, like the win was, but all the best for next season.
No worries. Thank you, Dwayne.